You're listening to Fatal 4-Way Radio on the World Generation Podcast Network. Portions of this broadcast have been pre-recorded.
World Generation Podcast Network presents Fatal 4-Way Radio. Starring Rancho Punk Rocker, Albert Inspected, Peacemaker, Kev Gang West, and the Swaddle Christian from Philly. Brought to you in part by Pro Wrestling Planet. And now, your host, the resident heel, Minister of Sinister.
Yeah. What's up? I am the resident heel, Minister of Sinister. I've got beer all over me, literally. And welcome to Fatal 4-Way Radio this week. It's great of you to join us. I'm sitting here with Rancho Punk Rocker, Albert Inspected. Give it up for the man, Albert Inspected. Yeah.
Well, goddamn.
Also joining us.
Damn it.
Yeah, man, I got beer all over me, dude. You're not gonna. I was readjusting my beer, and one of them just punctured a hole and just started squirting everywhere in the freezer. No less.
Don't you hate it when that happens and you have the beer in the freezer? What kind of beer was it? Does it at least smell good?
I mean, it all smells good, buddy. I'm wearing it as cologne right now. It all smells good. Ladies and gentlemen, also joining us, we have Kev Gang in the Jose.
Hell yeah. Don't lie to him, Chuck. Tell him the truth. You fucking smashed them beers over your head like Steve Austin.
You crazy son of a bitch. Yes, I sure
I'm
did.
Bush beer tonight.
Yeah. Mm.
I didn't spill mine yet. What? What? You spilled beer, Chuck? That's a party foul, you stupid son, bitch.
Also joining us tonight, ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Christian from Philly. The Millie Willie with the chili on the Willie. What's going on, buddy?
I feel disrespected. I feel a disgrace to be a wrestling fan after what happened 24 hours ago.
Oh, no.
24
hours. You're
slapping the
face. Raw? The finish of Raw?
Yeah, that's a slap in the face.
Oh, it is a slap in the face. It's kind of scary, though. You come in with this.
Hello, creatures of the night. This is Christian from Philly, and you're listening to Fatal 4-Way Radio, only on the World Generation Podcast Network. Get with it, bitches.
That is kind of last theme song. Just the music was pretty badass. That'd be a cool intro for Christian. When we inevitably start our own promotion.
Yes.
Better
yes.
than what yes. the fuck happened 24-7, 24
I
hours
like
ago.
I like the get with it, bitches. That was amazing. That's your catchphrase. I don't think anybody's using that catchphrase right now, but if nobody's using that catchphrase, that should totally be your catchphrase.
At this time, I'd like to take credit for giving him that line. But I digress.
Oh, damn.
But I digress.
Fucking Vince Russo back there. Chuck him up with the bro. I totally came up with that, bro. Bro, I came up with the get with the bitches on a pole, bro.
But I got to give it to him on his delivery. He's got some great fucking delivery. By the way, you know that music, right?
Iron Man?
Yeah.
Then fucking Russo.
Is it the Legion of Doom from NWA?
Ah, shit. Yeah, you're right. Oh, hell.
Awful.
So, yeah, guys, welcome to the show tonight. It's been a hell of a week in pro wrestling. Holy shit. Right after, it seems like everything always happens on our show. Like, I'm talking about, you know, we always get shows on 420 and shit like that. You know, that type of shit, right? But fucking, everything cool happens when we're right off the air. And like last week, the very next day, like, a whole bunch of fucking releases and shit. And WWE,
yeah, that was
some big ones. Yeah, and some fucking big ones. And we're going to get to that in a little while. But first, we've got birthdays. And guys, not too many birthdays this week. Oh, but wait a minute. I got an update. I do have an update. Middle of the eighth, and the Astros destroying the Red Sox 7-1. So, yeah, middle of the eighth.
It was a slaughter. It was a burial.
What the hell are you talking about?
The game. It was a burial. They got completely destroyed.
Ooh, yeah. It was a game.
It was a squash match?
It was a squash match, yes.
Yeah, it was a squash match of a baseball game. But
maybe the Red Sox will listen to my advice and they'll sign up with AEW and we'll get the baseball faction we were talking about last week.
Yes.
You know, man, I'll tell you what, man, I got it real bad right now for fucking Alex Cora, man. He's one of them big – he really likes to cheat, if you know what I mean. He was one of the instigators in that whole cheating scandal. But I digress. But they all went along with it in the end. And fucking
– it's a work.
Yeah, it is. I embraced it. I embraced the fucking heat, man. I fucking love it. I fucking love it. But I digress.
Not
very many birthdays today, guys. Let's see. What the fuck is today? The 8th? We have Tatanka.
Yeah.
Tatanka. 1965. Liv Morgan.
They try to turn Tatanka. You guys remember they tried to turn Tatanka heel with the fucking joining Ted DiBiase? You guys remember that?
No.
Oh, man, I do, dude. Now that you brought it up, I do.
That was awful.
It was terrible, man.
Basically, he sold out his heritage. He traded in for fucking money. Apparently, he was a money slut.
Well, it's the same thing with DiBiase. He was just being like DiBiase. I mean, you know, that's what that whole thing was. But, yeah, Liv Morgan with the badass fucking thing. I like that. Liv Morgan.
She had a great match this week.
Man, she did, dude. I thought she impressed. Who was she? Who did she fight with?
She better impress somebody. They fired all of her friends.
You know she's fucking miserable. You know she's fucking miserable. She doesn't have her fiance no more, and she lost two of her best friends. She's fucking miserable.
That's got to be rough, man.
I thought that she did have a great match, though, and that her character is very much like what Alexa's character was like. Her character's given off Alexa's vibes before she was, like when she was Little Miss Bliss. So if Alexa keeps doing this other character, then it might work out for Liv if she can get over with it.
I don't know. It just seems like they just give them the blonde chick characters, you know what I mean? It's just... It seems like that's just a de facto character, but who is Liv Morgan's husband? I didn't know she was a
Bo Dallas.
Oh, no shit! I'll be dead.
Right.
That motherfucker outkicked his coverage. That motherfucker outkicked his coverage, man. I love it. Good for Bo Dallas. He deserves a fucking applause. For it. But I digress. So yeah, Liv Morgan, I'm sure they're out celebrating right now somewhere.
She's probably going to be next.
Happy birthday to her. Dan Severn also.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, Dan Severn. I think we have his music, but I don't think it's under Dan Severn. I think it's under something else.
That was one of the greatest theme songs ever written, you know? I thought it was just...
What a bad
menacing
song. Also, tomorrow... June...
Hey, Christian, what do you think about Dan Severn's mustache? Do you hate that mustache as well?
I wouldn't say anything about Dan Severn because he can legit kick my ass. So your mustache is fine.
Stop it. Oh, my God.
His mustache will kick your ass. His mustache will jump off of his face and put you in a fucking chokehold. That's how badass his mustache is.
Yeah, I'm more scared of Dan Severn than fucking Hernandez. So, yes.
Me and the... Me and Ricky have come close several times to almost naming a new band Dan Severn. Every time we start a new punk band or something, we always like almost name it Dan Severn, and then we come up with a different
name. That's such an awesome name. And like, I know. Like Dan X Severn or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, no, we spell it as D-N-S-V-R-N. You take out the vowels. It's just D-N-S-V-R-N.
I like it. I like it. I like it a lot.
How about
coming
Dan Severn's mustache?
10th, Diana Perrazzo, who I've been watching on the this Women's Federation that I watch on occasion. And June 12th, Mark Henry. Yeah, Christian?
She's from Impact, right?
Something like that.
Yeah, she's from Impact. She's the champion. She's the champion, I think, right?
Yeah. I guess if you say so.
I told Christian earlier this week that I tried to watch Impact and I couldn't do it. I had to turn it off, man.
No, it's trash.
I'm sorry. I'll try again.
Impact is fucking trash.
Yeah. So don't waste your time. Don't waste your time, bro. That's what he's telling you, basically.
Happy birthday, though.
Yeah, happy birthday. Mark Henry, June 12th, coming up. Oh, no, wait. Also, June 9th, which is tomorrow, our very own Chale Pistolas from the World Generation Podcast Network from Blue Beach of Cowboys, which is coming back very soon. So happy birthday to him. Let's see here. Mark Henry, June 12th. Jerry Lynn.
Nice.
June 12th.
Mark Henry gets a happy birthday.
Who?
Mark Henry gets a happy birthday. He was on TV this week, too. Happy birthday.
Yeah.
He's from Silsby.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
We kind of work him into, like, hometown boy. He's East Texas boy.
Right. Yeah.
It won't be long now, boys, for Mark Henry and Big Show to win the tag titles in AEW. It won't be long now.
I can't say I hate the idea.
Yeah, I want to see it. I want to see them dominating. They both got badass bodies now. They're both in the fucking shape of their lives. Why the hell not? But it's not going to happen. I don't see it happening.
It's going to happen. Mark Henry said...
June 13th, Virgil. Let's see here. Headbanger Thrasher, June 13th. Yeah. And June 14th, Buzz Sawyer. You guys ever remember Buzz Sawyer?
No.
I do. I remember him from, like, fucking World Class Championship Wrestling and shit like that. Let's see here. Scott Norton, June 15th. Brad Armstrong, June 15th. Chuck Palumbo, June 15th. Ugh. And Bailey. June 15th.
She's fucking awful.
Happy birthday, Bailey. I kind of like her character now. It's kind of funny. It's very hateable.
I like it. Oh, man, I'm in love with it. I'm in love with her character.
Yeah.
Hello.
I don't like her.
I hate it. I hate it. And let me tell you something. It reminds me of a really bad fucking, God damn it, why can't I think of that show? It reminds me of a really bad All That skit. That's what her character reminds me of, but I can't see
it.
Yeah. Not good.
No, I don't know what All That is.
Bynes, like that kind of acting, that Nickelodeon acting she's doing.
Yeah, it's not good, no. and her matches have been fucking terrible lately.
I don't watch Nickelodeon.
You think they're going to they're going to give her the birthday belt.
Yeah.
Speaking of belts, the new DiBiase belt is back, the old DiBiase belt, I guess. I've not seen it, but apparently it's breaking news tonight, which we already knew somehow, I guess, and it already leaked, because I already knew about it.
Yeah, we were talking about
it already.
Being on the show.
Oh, yeah.
It's too obvious.
Of course I called it. Yes, of course. Thank you, Swami.
We all called it. It was obvious.
Yeah. We were all over that shit. Like stink on shit. We knew exactly what the fuck was gonna happen, and it did.
Hey, of all the wrestling events y'all been to and stuff, have y'all nobody in the groups ever met Virgil? Nobody's ever been to the show where Virgil was at?
No, I have not.
Because he has this reputation for being in like everywhere, so I just didn't know if any of you guys had ever met him or been around him.
Fuck
I've never
no.
been around him.
I've never
fuck
met him.
No, I never met him. I never went to his fucking.
He got a crazy.
And
it's funny too because we're talking about Ted DiBiase, but the $1 million belt. But like that's how Virgil got his claim to fame first, right? It was with Ted DiBiase, and then he was with NWO following that.
And then he became a loser, a terrible wrestler, which nobody gives a fuck about right now. Nobody gives a fuck about right now.
Well, his whole thing is that he's been able to keep himself relevant. Yeah, sorry.
Being getting ahead of, for next week's birthdays would be the Ultimate Warrior. We'll be talking about him next week. It'll be his birthday. But a little preview. He, since we're talking about Ted DiBiase, I mean, he said that Ted DiBiase, the only reason he had that gimmick was so that he could ride around in fucking airplanes and limousines and shit, because if it wouldn't have been for that gimmick,
yeah,
he wouldn't have been, he wouldn't have had that shit. So, hey, but fuck it, man. The way I see it, kudos to DiBiase for, you know, doing that. Who the hell knows?
Ted DiBiase is a badass wrestler, too. I mean, it was a badass gimmick.
He was.
Whoever had that gimmick would have been, maybe not whoever. I think that he did it better than anybody could have done it, probably. But, no, I think Ted DiBiase is definitely a Hall of Famer badass wrestler.
Who at the time do you think they would have also done the million-dollar gimmick for? I mean, because Ted DiBiase was Ted DiBiase to begin with before he was in the AWA and the territories. But when he came to WF, he was a million-dollar man, Ted DiBiase.
Unfortunately, I hate to say this, but JBL was almost the closest.
Yeah, later JBL did it.
That era.
But at the time, DiBiase was the... Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know who, man. I mean, you know, they could have done, I guess, with anybody. But I don't
JBL
think was a, I think DiBiase sold it good. He sold it well.
Yeah.
Instead of they could have made Dusty be the million-dollar man. Super heel million-dollar man, Dusty Rhodes.
So that's it for the happy birthdays this week. And get moving on with the show. Guys, 30 fucking 3 years ago today, I feel old, but it has to be said, NWA presented Clash of the Champions 2, Miami Mayhem.
Yeah.
And this was, of course, in Miami, Florida. Barry Windham, of course, the father of somebody, I don't know who, somebody.
Bray Wyatt.
Yeah, of course. Barry Windham defeated Brad Armstrong to retain the NWA United States Heavyweight Championship. And that's, of course,
Barry Windham wasn't Bray Wyatt's son. That's an IRS man. Barry Windham is Bray Wyatt's godfather.
That's right. There you go. Oh, Albert coming in. Yes. Awesome.
I know my NWA.
That's great.
God damn it.
The Fantastics, which is Bobby Fulton and who, Albert?
Tommy Rogers?
You got it. Yes. You got it.
Tommy Rogers, who had a pretty significant solo run in ECW after the Fantastics.
Nice.
Yeah.
They defeated the Sheepherders, Luke and Butch, to retain the NWA United States Tag Team Championship. And Jimmy Garvin and Ronnie Garvin defeated the Varsity Club. You guys remember who these guys were?
Varsity Club, was that IRS and who else? Barry Windham? No.
He was Mike Rotunda, and of course it was the dog face, Rick Steiner.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
The Varsity Club. So, yeah, they got defeated by the Garvins. Al Perez by DQ. Arn Anderson and Tully Blanchard versus Dusty Rhodes and Sting for the NWA World Tag Team Championship ended in a disqualification.
Oh, that sucks. How the fuck can you have four legends? How the fuck can you book four legends to end in a fucking double disqualification?
It was Dusty Rhodes, man. That low self-esteem of his.
It was Dusty. Yeah. Dusty's booking for sure. Dusty's like, we're just going to do a double DQ, baby.
That's fucking awful.
They're like, I don't know.
That's awful.
I just want to point out how fucking weird it is that 33 years ago, Sting was a major player on it wasn't a pay-per-view, it was a live event. It was a live event on TBS, right? He was headlining pay-per-views 33 years ago, too. And here he is, 33 years later, still a major player on pay-per-views. So kudos to that motherfucker. That's why I'm starting to believe that Sting is the greatest of all time.
Sting is the greatest. I've been doing Sting homework this week. If there's anything I've been watching, I'm going back and looking at all the Sting shit. And Sting is one of the greatest wrestlers of all time. Without a doubt in my mind. I didn't know about him, too. Like, I was always WWF, so until, like, the last, like, until he was in WWF, I didn't really start looking at his past. But just this week, I watched, like, the stuff he did in TNA and in WCW. The guy was awesome.
I don't know. I can't believe the disrespect you guys are showing for my man, Ric Flair, man. Until he fucking dies, you guys cannot say anybody is the greatest other than him.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, Ric Flair is up there, man. You'll get the top tier of some of the greatest of all time, especially nowadays. Ric Flair is in the top. Who else is in the top? Sting's in the top. Bret the Hitman Hart, Jericho, all those guys that are just like those guys that are known for wrestling. I'm not talking about guys that went off to Hollywood and became known for something else. But I'm talking about the guys who are fucking wrestlers. You know? I mean, like those diehard wrestlers forever, man. By the way, I'm pretty excited here because I'm not actually cooking tonight. Teresa's outside barbecuing chicken kebabs, man. So that's
nice.
What I'm kind of getting ready for food tonight. She's so awesome. I love her so much.
Can you give us the recipe for those kebabs real quick?
The recipe for the chicken kebab is a kebab, a chicken, and
what vegetables are you putting on them?
Oh, jeez. It's
put a little bit of put a slice on
garden. So she walked by and looked at me. So I was like, but yeah, it's good. It's lemon juice, garlic,
bell pepper,
and
piece of chicken,
bell pepper.
What?
Stop it. No, it's just a simple recipe.
Well,
there, but she wanted me to mention on the show tonight, and so I did.
Nice. Well, kudos to. Mrs.
Sting is a great wrestler, except for one blemish in his career, and that's Joker Sting. That's the worst thing he's ever done in his career.
Yeah. But you know, he didn't have that for too long, and you know, everybody's got something.
He had that 2 years.
Yeah, well. He was still Sting, you know. And I'm not going to say he's the greatest, but damn it, I had never really thought of it. And I can't get myself to let anybody else is going to be in my lifetime. Ric Flair is the greatest fucking wrestler to ever live, ever walk the planet.
All those guys had so much. They all got different flavor though. They're all just as skilled, but they had different gimmicks and different ways that they had to do their stuff.
And until he dies, I can't fucking say that Sting is the greatest. Maybe after Flair dies, but. We'll leave it at that.
Fuck
you, Hulk. But what a badass motherfucker to still be headlining. He just headlined last weekend.
Fuck you, Hulk.
Fucking wicked. Wicked badass. A storied career for the Stinger.
I thought it was pretty weird that he's kind of come full circle, you know? When he first started his career, he was with a face-painted tag team, and it seems like he's entering the twilight of his career in a face-painted tag team as well. So that's pretty cool.
Wow. That's a damn good point. It's interesting that Tully Blanchard is also around, and so is Arn Anderson. However, he's around just, in the back, but he's still around.
Who's to say the tag team's going to still be around? Who's to say that he's not going to turn on Darby or Darby's going to turn on him?
Yeah, that would
be
great,
that's
too.
Tag teams don't always have to end with them breaking up, like fighting each other, though, right? There's been times when tag teams just stopped being tag teams for a while, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I could see AEW going that way. Instead of making them feud, they just split them up.
Yeah, but they were definitely teasing that last week last Friday on AEW with those two guys. What's his name? And they were like, Darby's getting
Scorpio
carried.
Scorpio Sky and Ethan Page.
What's with these Friday shows? I haven't even set up my fucking TNT app yet or whatever channel I'm supposed to be watching AEW.
It's because of the playoffs.
Oh, the fucking basketball, huh? Damn it.
Yeah, fucking basketball's ruining
my
everything.
My fucking Mavs got taken out. But I digress. Guys, 24 years ago, King of the Ring from Providence, Rhode Island. Let's see here. It was a free-for-all match. It was King of the Ring. The pre-show had a free-for-all match with the Headbangers defeating Bart Gunn and Jesse James. Then we have the King of the Ring go with Hunter Hearst Helmsley defeated Ahmed Johnson in a King of the Ring semifinal. Mankind defeated Jerry Lawler in a King of the Ring semifinal match. Goldust defeated Crush. And the Hart Foundation, Owen Hart and Jim Neidhart and the British Bulldog defeated the Legion of Doom and Psycho Sid. And then Hunter Hearst Helmsley defeated Mankind to win the 1997 King of the Ring. Later that night, Steve Austin fought Shawn Michaels to a double disqualification.
Yeah.
And The Undertaker defeated Farouk to retain the WWF Championship. Guys,
Terry. What a fucking terrible main event. Like, Farouk versus Undertaker.
No, that's cool, At the time, it was the Ministry of Darkness storyline or what?
No,
I believe
it wasn't.
So.
Not yet.
No?
Not yet, no. No, not yet. It's just regular Undertaker. Not yet.
And it was... Was it Nation Farouk, or he was past that? He was APA Farouk?
I think it was Nation Farouk, or Post Nation when he gets kicked out. I don't know which is which.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like he got kicked out way before that. But,
yes,
but
he
no,
was
that's
a
cool.
Nobody
that's
at
cool
the
that
time.
He was in the main event. I bet that was a fucking cool pay-per-view. I kind of want to watch that. I feel like I have watched that before, actually. I went through a phase where I watched a bunch of Triple H's matches, and that one rings a bell.
It's one of those forgettable. I don't want to say forgettable, but it was one of those pay-per-views.
Well, the matches on the card just here in Triple H versus Mankind, Shawn versus Stone Cold, and then an Undertaker and Farouk match is kind of intriguing to me too. So like that all sounds kind of cool, especially in the main event spot. It might have been a good match.
Here's the thing: who was the heel and faces at this time? Like, a match between Mankind and Triple H, like, are they both heels?
This is 24
years ago.
Yeah,
it could be. I mean, in 97, anybody could have been.
Stone Cold's and Shawn Michaels. Who's face and who's heel?
Yeah, it's hard to say who's in any of the matches.
Austin was a face. I think this was when they were tag teaming with each other against the Hart Foundation. They were fighting against each other. This was during the time when Bret Hart turned heel and Shawn and Stone Cold were unlikely tag partners. And I think this was during the time.
Interesting.
You just listed that the Hart Foundation, Owen Hart,
Owen Hart, Jim Neidhart, and the British Bulldog. So they were preoccupied with that storyline.
This was during the time when Bret Hart turned heel.
Gotcha.
Because it was Bret who brought them together in the first place.
17 years ago, guys, John Bradshaw Layfield was fired from CNBC following an incident in Munich, Germany. The fucking bastard. The reason why he was fired was stated in the San Jose Mercury News, and I just so happen to have the article right here. Thanks to the FKT, the fabulous Kitty Teixeira. So here's the article. Making gestures associated with Nazism during a World Wrestling Entertainment match in Germany last weekend has cost a prominent performer his moonlighting job as a financial analyst on CNBC. The network announced Tuesday that John Bradshaw Layfield was fired from his job as a CNBC contributor. Layfield was hired last month after serving as a guest analyst for Fox News Channel, which began featuring him regularly last year following the release of his book, Have More Money Now. In an apparent attempt to draw a crowd response during his match against WWE champion Eddie Guerrero in Munich, eyewitness reports said Layfield goose-stepped around the ring and raised his arm numerous times in an Adolf Hitler salute. Such actions are illegal in Germany, although no criminal charges were brought against the 14-year wrestling veteran after the show. WWE issued an apology, that was oddly enough taken down from the website just the day after it was posted.
I'm sorry, hold on. Was he champion during this time, or was Eddie still champion?
Yeah, it says Eddie was champion, I think. No, wait a minute. He was fighting WWE champion Eddie Guerrero. Yeah.
Yeah,
so they gave this fucker the championship after a stunt like that? They gave this fucker the title?
Yeah, they still put it on him. Is he the biggest – is he one of the biggest shitheads? He kind of is one of the biggest shitheads. I say that as a fan of JBL, I'm not a fan of, who the guy is himself, but, I like his character work back in the day. I'll clarify that.
That's up right there. I mean, like you said, it's illegal to do stuff like that in Germany. That shit is, totally fucking frowned upon, by just the German people, dude. You do not fucking do that shit. You can't make, we make, Nazi jokes or Hitler jokes here in the States, and, it's kind of funny. A German will not find that shit funny at all. In fact, German might call you a fucking asshole or, something like that.
I'm just speechless. This fucking company is fucking stupid.
It's crazy. The whole thing is crazy. I can't believe I had no idea this even happened until I was digging up for the show tonight.
Yeah, I never heard of that either.
And so I was astonished, first of all, that that he went on to have such great success. He's still on the fucking air now, and of course the incident that went viral, was the whole thing, the apology. Because this was what, 17 years ago today, okay?
In 2004,
there was no Twitter yet. However, there was heavy internet already and stuff like that. So, yeah, there were things going viral, of course. So it was the statement was taken down.
Shit,
but it read like this. WWE and John Layfield deeply regret Mr. Layfield's actions in the ring at our event in Munich and apologize if it has offended or upset our fans. Mr. Layfield has been reprimanded for his actions. And that's it.
Yeah,
bro.
That's
the fucking
end of it. He was reprimanded, all right. You gave him the fucking world title. That's great punishment.
Yeah, you know Vince McMahon and JBL have to be tight.
They're basically the same person anyway, so maybe that's why they have the
finest. CNBC was not so tolerant or apologetic, I should say. Their statement read as follows. CNBC has terminated its relationship with John Bradshaw Layfield following his conduct this past weekend in a wrestling match. We find his behavior to be offensive, inappropriate, and not befitting anyone associated with our network. And so that was that. Guys, what a hell of a freaking...
Dude, John Bradshaw Layfield is a piece of shit. He's a piece of shit. He's a fucking... No, he's a piece of shit human being. He's a fucking bully. He injures fucking people intentionally. He's one of the worst persons alive. He's horrible. There's literally nothing good about this guy. Nothing good. Everything people say about him is all fucking negative. There's nothing fucking positive about this fucking guy.
Yeah.
No, I would say that's true. I would say even no matter how much of a fan you were of the guy, like as a just like as a casual wrestling fan, that was my thing. Like watching, I was like, oh, this guy's kind of a badass. I didn't follow his career, but like he was just a big dude kicking ass. And so that was like my knowledge of him. But yeah, like finding out more about him as you get older. Same thing happened to me with Shawn Michaels when I was a kid. I used to love Shawn Michaels, and as I got older and kind of learned all the shitty stuff.
Yeah, he was a real piece of shit, huh?
and then now, to me, Jay, also at the same time, as I gotten older, I kind of look back on the shit Sean did and who he became, and I kind of forgive him, and I like Sean again. So it should change.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
It goes full circle. Everything goes full circle. And that's you growing up.
To me, JBL is nothing more than a goddamn Stan Hansen ripoff, man. He's a Stan Hansen wannabe. Modeled his whole gimmick after him, just added a little bit of Ted DiBiase and a little bit of Ric Flair, and you have JBL, and I don't understand why this guy ended up in the position that he ended up, especially nowadays. That guy's just a fucking loser. I'll say it like this. He's a fucking loser and a fucking sore loser and a bully and a piece of shit, and if you're listening to this right
you
now, JBL, go fuck yourself.
Oh,
we sit
God.
Here and we rack our brain. We rack our brain about how did he get to this point? How did he get booked so hard? It's because Vince is probably a lot like this motherfucker, y'all. Like, Vince probably loves the shit out of JBL and is like,
yep.
Oh, you remind me of myself. And fucking booked him to the moon.
Yep, some crony.
If I were
I
to
think,
speculate.
I think, honestly, I think it's because he had nuclear heat and he was a God-given heel. He was a natural heel because he was a fucking piece of shit heel in real life. And he got the heat
yeah.
from the fans. People wanted to see
yeah.
him get his ass beat. Wanted to see his fucking limo get destroyed. You know what I mean? It was just, you know,
yeah.
I wanted to see that. I fucking hated the guy. I still do.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you
yeah.
what, guys. I fucking really wanted to play some games tonight and stuff. And I really enjoy the way the conversation is going. I'm really digging it, so we might skip out on the games. I don't know. If it gets boring later on, maybe we'll start a game. Who the fuck knows? But right now, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to continue with the shizzo because we got a lot to talk about right here on Fatal 4-Way Radio, so don't go away. Show about your precious Dallas Cowboys? Check out the Puro Pinche Cowboys podcast, season 2, coming soon, only on the World Generation Podcast Network. Stay tuned for more. Puro Pinche Cowboys! Puro Pinche Cowboys! Podcast. So you want to talk about politics, right? But you also want to talk about bears and some other newsworthy items you may have missed. Well, hey, join me, Chuck Amok, and the Unusual Suspects as we get down and dirty on the Full Tilt Boogie Show. A show where we talk about some of the craziest things going on in the Beltway and beyond. The Boogie, that Friday night, right here on the World Generation Podcast Network. Check your local news.
Last week's SmackDown was the lowest rating again, 1.7. So yeah. That's where we at right now, huh? That's where we at right now in the era, huh?
In the
not even your fucking tribal chief is raising the ratings no more, motherfucker.
And
there you go. There's fucking go.
Christian from Philly. Only the Fatal 4-Way Radio.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back to Fatal 4-Way Radio. I am the resident heel, Minister of Sinister. I'm sitting here with Rancho Punk Rocker, Albert Infected,
Hey!
Kevier West, and the Swami, Christian from Philly.
Yeah. My commercial. Yeah, there you fucking go. Fucking ratings. There you fucking go.
Oh, man. I'm doing that again, guys. Last week, I decided that I would put a pen right here beside me. When I heard something funny, I would jot the time down, and I'm doing it again tonight. I'm doing it again tonight. And so, and then, go back and make a little funny clip and shit. But that was a funny clip last week. I really enjoyed last week's show as well. And you can go back and listen to it on the archives or in the archives of the World Generation Podcast Network / Fatal 4-Way Radio. So, yeah, go do that after this show. So moving on, we have, man, you know what? I think it's just that right time for, we've got a lot of news going on tonight, guys. A lot of news, a lot of news, a lot of news. And so it's time for the AEW report. Do we have AEW weekly bumper music, maybe?
And now, the resident watchdog, Christian from Philly with AEW Weekly.
Welcome, motherfuckers, to AEW Weekly. Now sit down, shut up. I don't care where you sit. I don't give a fuck about you. Anyway, right now we're here to talk about AEW, whether you care or don't care. I don't give a fuck. Anyway, we start this report on with the debut of Andrade El Dorado, whatever the fuck his last name is now. Yeah, Andrade. Idealo, whatever the fuck.
Idealo.
Anyway.
He's the idol. He's the idol, baby.
Idealo, yeah. So Vicky Guerrero comes out to the ring. She does an introduction to somebody, a former man who won multiple championships. And then out comes Andrade with no theme music yet. They're still working on it. He comes out, cuts a promo, and says he will be the face of AEW. And I am pumped for this. I think he will do great in AEW. I think it's fitting that he comes, debuts right after SmackDown goes off the air. Because fuck SmackDown, really. Fucking piece of shit show. Fucking the tribal shit chief in his fucking boring assness.
I'd like to
serves
contribute. Them right. Yeah, I'd like to contribute, though, to El Idolo, some theme music. You know, I think I can do that. I mean, unless if he wants the fucking mariachi or some shit, you know.
Jump.
Yeah,
the
there you go.
I enjoyed seeing Vicky, man. I really like Vicky Guerrero. She's so funny as a manager and just as a personality on TV. I think I told the story once on the show, but I like almost sold her a jet ski. I met her at a boat show one time, and I called her a bunch of times, and she never returned my calls. I was like, Vicky, do you want to buy the jet ski? And leaving voicemails.
Nice.
But she was awesome. She was doing the excuse me thing. So I'll let you keep going with the AEW report, but they do a bunch of WWE stuff on the show, man. They did, she's still doing excuse me, which that's her thing. But there was, like, other spots where I saw they were doing, like, WWE moves. They were making fun of Christian, and they were doing the five-second pose and stuff, things like that. It's kind of a bad thing.
Wow.
They need to stop doing that.
They're taking
they need to
shots?
Stop doing that.
Are they taking shots?
Yeah, but they need to stop
what's
doing
the reason
they need
for
to stop
that,
doing that. They're taking shots at WWE, and they need to stop doing that. Pay attention to your own product. Stop paying attention to another company. That's what WCW did, and look what happened to them. So stop it. Just stop.
You're right.
No. No. Stop. Anyway, we go to the next thing. The Inner Circle comes out into the promo, and Jake Hager challenges, I don't know who. I didn't even remember who Jake Hager challenged. But he challenged somebody from the Pinnacle for an MMA fight on AEW. We're going to see an MMA fight in AEW for the first time ever. Jake Hager versus somebody from the Pinnacle. I think it's going to be Wardlow, but that's going to be interesting. It's going to be fucking interesting.
Yeah. Sounds
Let's
cool.
see how it works out. And
hey, I'm down with that. I'm down with that. I'm. You know what? I got to get that. I got to tap into that. Let me just put it like that. I got to tap into that next pay-per-view.
It's not a pay-per-view. It's a show.
Or whatever the fuck it is.
Yeah, they do a lot of stuff like that on Dynamite.
Saturday.
And then the first Friday show is going to be a big thing, too. They're going to probably make that a huge thing whenever the Friday show launches.
When is your first Friday show? They've been doing it on Fridays. And fortunately, that's two last pieces of news for AEW report, because there's not really to report that much in AEW recently.
Wow.
When did it start? Because I thought I saw a clip this week where he was saying that they were launching the new show.
No, this is just temporary because of the playoffs. This is not the new show.
Oh, maybe that's all it was. But Shivani was saying, okay, when's the new show launch?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
Next year.
Okay, I remember hearing rumblings that they were going to do that sooner, that they were going to do two shows.
I have no idea. I have no clue. But here's the second piece.
You guys really think that there's room on cable TV, if not just cable TV, but if there's room in the wrestling fan schedule for another goddamn wrestling show? I mean,
I do. There's always room for the top dog, baby.
I think it's cool to have two shows if they continue the same storyline. Like, you get two doses in a week. Like, I don't like having the story split between which brand you like more or whatever. I'd rather have the same roster.
Yeah. But here's the second to last piece of news. Upcoming Saturday, so soon Saturday, I don't know which, 2 weeks Saturday, Jungle Boy will face Kenny Omega for the World Heavyweight Championship in AEW Dynamite. We all know, fellas, that he's not fucking winning the belt, so there's really no point to this match. But it's going to be a good match, but here's the important news here, right? AEW draws the lowest ever rating of 426,000 viewers since going to Fridays because of the playoffs. Hoo boy! The playoffs should end right away because this is not doing AEW any favors. I don't know why they were thinking of moving it to fucking Fridays, because Fridays is after SmackDown, and I wouldn't be surprised if nobody would stay up after 10 o'clock to fucking watch AEW for more 2 hours after seeing 2 hours of fucking shit of SmackDown. So you know what? That's shame on AEW. That's called stupidity. I don't know who came up with the idea to move to fucking Fridays. They should have done fucking Thursdays for fucking AEW or some shit, but it's not me. That's not my fucking call. But the proof is in the pudding. The proof is in the numbers. This is the lowest fucking rated show. These are the lowest ratings in AEW history. They need to do something about this.
For the lowest ratings for the best show on TV right now, I think. And that's that's kind of crappy.
I watched a match with that Marco Stunt guy on AEW Dark. And it was entertaining, but I was also thinking, like, I don't know. I just, like, that was AEW Dark, but I'm just thinking, like, too. I'm like, no offense to the Marco Stunt guy, but I'm like, they need a little bit stronger roster than this. and then Jungle Boy's, like, in the main event. Maybe Jungle Boy in the main event will be cool. But I was like, I don't know.
The ratings are, you know, they're viewed so much differently now. I mean, yeah, they're still, you know, I mean, they still, how many people did they get?
What? 426,000.
It was like 400. Yeah, it was like 400K.
These are worse than WWE backstage ratings.
I think that they're doing like almost a quarter of SmackDown. Like I think SmackDown does almost 2 million viewers, or 1.9 million.
A bad night.
No, they're not 1.8
million
anymore.
Christian, you're absolutely right. To be doing it, going head to head with WWE, even though WWE is at its weakest points with the fucking, you know, their ratings aren't good either.
They're not 1.8 anymore. They're not in 2 million. They're in 1.7.
Somehow,
Yeah.
Somehow WWE is still pulling decent ratings, and I have no fucking clue why. Is it just the name? Like, is just people have the fucking TV on in the background?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Is the name. It is the name.
It can't be because of fucking Roman Reigns. It can't be.
It's the iconic name.
Y'all
talk
shit. All my, me and all my buddies like Roman Reigns, dude. Like, I got wrestling buddies that I talk to, and they love what's up. And they still watch SmackDown. And, like, the Usos, I was marking out. Like, we'll get to SmackDown, I guess. But, like, it's like I still like it.
Yeah.
I just think the title reign is awful, like, especially what I just heard right now.
I'm just thinking, and like, I'm not comparing it guy to guy or wrestler to wrestler, because WWE has amazing fucking talent. I'm comparing it product to product, who has got the better product right now, and right now it's AEW, hands down. And AEW's got, like, they've got their flaws too, you know what I mean? But they're leaps and bounds over the type of product that wrestling fans want, whereas like WWE is like trying to tell
that.
Us what type of product.
You don't know that. You're talking about what you want, but there's so many other tastes out there that it's hard for you to say and to even pinpoint. It's hard for anybody to pinpoint.
No, they could appeal to more people if they did go outside of their box. If WWE did, yeah. But
personally, I do like the. When I sit down and watch WWE or AEW segments and shit like that, I love it. I love it a lot more than anything WWE is doing.
First of all, they have AEW.
Did I go back to WWE because, you know, it's fucking just, it's in me. Ever since they took over from fucking WCW and all that shit, you know, and I mean, that's it.
Well, you've been brainwashed. That's what it is.
Yeah,
you've been brainwashed. It's like a cult. It's a WWE universe. It's a cult. They're like inviting you in.
Exactly. Just like the Biden supporters. It's all a bunch of fucking cultists.
Vince McMahon's like David Koresh.
Enough with Biden.
We've talked about it on the show before too, but like the titles, like to me, it is about like the wrestlers that I like to watch and the title belts. Like I still want to see who's holding the World Heavyweight Championship and who's, you know, stuff like that. Like
the
those
US
belts still have some prestige because
title.
I used to think that they did. Yeah. So
yeah.
I think that's part of what keeps me, because they have the most prestigious belts. So if I like let go of that, let go of like just my natural love for WWE, then I could get into AEW a little easier. But every time I watch it seems cornier to me than WWE does. And WWE's corny in a different way, but it's not bad. I don't think it's
really
bad.
AEW to you seems cornier than WWE.
Yeah,
bullshit.
And it has to do with like the commentary team too. When I watch the matches, it's like Taz is talking all this dumb shit. The commentary is way goofier than the WWE is.
Fucking Tony Giovanni is a miserable fuck. You can tell he's fucking miserable.
Sometimes
that
I like it. Sometimes they're funny, but other times I'm like, man, they're totally taken away from this match or stuff like that. But then there's been times where I watch the AEW stuff and it blows my mind. So
Tony should just go back selling coffee in baseball stadiums.
But you guys remember when they used to have fucking Don West on TNA?
Yeah, that was great. Don West was good.
It was Don West. Don West is outrageous, man.
You know who I'm talking about? Yeah, man.
I wish you could hear his voice. I can't do his voice today.
They should
oh my God!
Back.
Look, it's Chris Statehead. Oh my God! It's Shark Boy.
Hey, he fucking extend the
show.
Another Teddy machine gun. Oh my God!
Oh,
the main event mafia. The main event mafia.
Oh my God! Stop it. I love it. It's so hilarious. It's so over the top.
Mike Tenay, you're an ass-kissing mo. Why don't you just kiss Sting's ass?
Oh, my God. Mike Tenay. I remember that guy, too. Man, but what's the deal with the WWE? Not the WWE, but what's the deal with WWE changing up other fucking commentary teams all the time?
Yeah,
how do you get to know these guys, and then they got new guys?
It's like the highest turnover job. It's got the highest turnover.
And all of a sudden, I like fucking Byron Saxton out of nowhere.
It's because Adnan Verk fucking sucked. He was an MLB announcer. He didn't belong in a wrestling commentary.
He had no fucking business, that guy.
He had no business. And then they have
Jimmy Smith,
who he doesn't barely say anything. He's quiet too.
I'll tell you why. I'll tell you exactly why they keep getting rid of or they have a high turnover rate for commentators. It's Vince McMahon and the fucking headphones, man. Imagine Vince McMahon producing this Fatal 4-Way radio show, Minister. Could you imagine that? Imagine Vince McMahon doing this right now. Minister, God damn it! It's time to go to commercial, Minister. Minister, you're talking too much.
Minister,
you got it. You got to put the name of that tune right now.
Talk about something else. Don't talk about what's happening in the ring. Talk about something else.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Too much, Minister.
Got to be crazy.
God damn it!
No.
You want to be fired, Minister?
You know, and
you want to be fired.
Michael Cole has gotten so much heat over the years. Michael Cole's gotten a lot of heat for commentary, but like that dude's fucking professional. If you listen to any of the commentators that WWE has, Michael Cole is the most entertaining. He does the best job of all of them. And he's been doing
And to have them in your ear like that, telling you constantly shit in the background.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how the fuck they do it. I don't know how they do it.
You can see,
you know,
there's YouTube videos where you can hear them talking to them too. You can like hear what the producers are saying to them in their ears, or you can hear them like talking shit in between commercial and stuff like that. It's pretty funny.
Doing this for the years that I've done it, and so I've learned that it's pretty hard to, especially in a podcast level, where you can't control what anybody's going to say. All you can do is fucking maybe mute somebody if they're too over the top or some shit like that, and or if they're, you know, interrupting too much or some shit like that, just fucking put them on mute until it's their turn to talk. You know, but I find that even when you do that, it fucking takes away from the, you know, what the show could be. You're filtering your own fucking show.
That's what AEW does, bro. AEW just lets Taz go out there and talk about whatever the fuck he wants to.
Taz's faction is fucking terrible. His faction is awful. They're a bunch of fucking losers.
I never fucking liked Taz to begin with, so don't get me started.
He had a funny comment.
How can you have a terrible fucking faction with Brian Cage in it?
Brian Cage was over like 3 years ago, and he's still like not a big, huge name. He should be a way bigger name than he is. He had steam like three or four years ago that like never took off.
Taz is fucking ruining him. He's holding him back.
I think Brian Cage is in a perfect trajectory, if you will. I agree that his time should have been a long time ago. If he was in WWE, and I hate to say it, his time would have been a long time ago, or at least a couple of years ago. But he's doing it on his own. He's doing it without Vince McMahon, and he'll be okay. With or without
him. He was more over in Lucha Underground than he is in AEW.
He needs to be without Taz. Taz is holding him.
I'm now seeing a fucking picture of Brian Cage from fucking Reddit. I keep hearing this guy's name. I never knew who the fuck he was. You know, I don't watch this shit like you guys do.
He's gigantic, bro.
At him now, yeah, and I'm looking at a picture of him from fucking Reddit. Holy shit, he looks like a fucking freak, man. Like a he looks cartoonish.
Holla, if you hear me. Sorry.
Yeah. That's who should be managing this guy. How is he on the mic?
I don't know.
That's why he got Taz out there talking for him.
He's a Bobby Lashley type. Taz is
pretty much like a broke MVP. Like,
Oh, God, he's a broke MVP.
I love
Fuck.
Taz. I love Taz. I just... He's goofy. He takes away from AEW.
Broke MVP.
You He is a fucking bum.
By the way, the final today, Houston Astros 7-1. Yeah. Over Alex Cora and the fucking Red Sox. So fuck the Red Sox. Yeah. And yeah, man, anytime, you know, we do need to talk about that 30-minute show for the Astros. Hell, we could do one after every game. Or maybe not that after every game, but shit, once a week after every game. Get the fuck. You get into a commitment like that, bro, and it's just, it gets to be too much. Believe me.
Shit.
Believe me. Believe me when I tell you.
So baseball is like a whole other roster. I can't go that way.
Yeah,
I got enough
much,
to keep up with
that's
this wrestling.
You to
you're going to start mixing up the players and the wrestlers.
Yeah, right.
You're going to be like, oh, that Braun Strowman's got a good arm.
That's probably where it go. That's what I was going to say. That's what Braun's going to do. They're going to draft him.
I read an article.
That was a multi-layered joke.
It was great, dude. I read an article that Braun Strowman could possibly go back to doing his, you know, weightlifting shit that he used to do.
Yeah,
and
I mean, he would be a boss.
The more thought I put into it, I thought, well, fuck, man. If he goes and does something like that, he would definitely be a bigger draw than, much bigger draw than anybody else doing that in that business right now. Because, you know,
yeah.
he already has a lot of eyes on him. There would be a lot more eyes put on that.
He's a freak of nature, too. He'll probably win because he's a gigantic
yeah,
human being.
And so, and how in the blue fucking hell... And how in the blue fucking hell are you going to fire Braun Strowman?
Shit, Negro, that's all you had to say.
Oh, how in the blue hell do you do that? Braun Strowman fired last week.
Yeah, the only thing I can say is he must have done something really fucked up backstage, or he's been fucking up a lot backstage. But WWE put a lot of time, a lot of effort into this guy. And, yeah, for them to just release Braun Strowman like that, that's either bad business or he must have really fucked up. Either way,
you know
something's fucked up here.
I don't think he fucked up.
You know what
they
I heard?
They left the door open for that guy. Tell us, Kevier.
Well, WWE had done a tour in Germany, and Braun was out there, and he started goose-stepping around the ring and threw up the Hitler sign a couple of times.
Yeah. And he was wearing a MAGA hat. And, he was wearing a fucking MAGA hat.
No, I don't know what he should have done.
He wasn't wearing a mask.
He
got the fucking
he shouldn't have been
down.
Fired.
Yeah, man. Fucking shit. So, yeah, we're going to touch up on that. How the fuck do you fire Braun Strowman after these words? On the World Generation. Fire cigars. Come on in and enjoy the game. Come on in and relax with friends. Come on in and light them up at Friendly Fire Cigars, where they carry top brands such as Arturo Puente, VAO, Romeo and Julieta, Avo, Monte Cristo, Ashton, and many, many more. Friendly Fire Cigars, where they have amenities such as comfortable leather seating, 4 HD TVs with 4 separate cable receivers, Netflix, Wi-Fi, cigar locker rental, patio seating, and much, much more. Where do you want to go?
Friendly Fire Cigars. 1905 South Derry Asher. Friendly Fire Cigars. Get there.
Yo, this is Kevier West. You're listening to us live on the Fatal 4-Way Podcast. Come see you Tuesday nights at 9 on the World Generation Podcast Network. You can check us out on Facebook at Pro Wrestling Planet. I'll be here every week being the mediator, the friendly baby face, the all-knowing, well, no, that's the Swami Christian, but I digress. Tune in every week at 9. We'll see you then.
Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for the Swami Christian from Philly with this week's WWE Report. Swami?
What a disgrace. Everybody, don't clap. What a fucking disgrace. What a disgrace we've had for WWE these past few weeks, especially last week's SmackDown and last night's fucking Raw. What a slap in the face. First off, let's go to SmackDown for a very short run stunt, all right? SmackDown opened with Roman Reigns in his stupid tracksuit, cutting a generic promo again, saying that the tribal chief, you don't respect and all that bullshit. It's getting fucking boring. It's getting fucking repetitive at this point. I don't understand how people can still like it, but whatever. It's their opinion. More power to them. But it's fucking repetitive. It's fucking boring. Then Jimmy and Jay come out.
I heard a lot of boos.
Those are piped in boos, buddy.
Those are fake. Those don't count. None of the crowd reactions count.
Damn it. Okay.
So these come out. They say they're going to be the tag team champions. Spoiler alert, they don't. In fact, they lose twice. The Usos get buried twice in one night. They look like schmucks. They made the Usos look like schmucks in one night. So they lose to the Mysterios. Fucking a lot of whining and complaining. They said, ooh, you know, my shoulder was up. You know, I should get another rematch. And so they do. Big E, again, was not on SmackDown this week, which means, oh, fuck no, he's done. Because, you know, since they fired Aleister Black, they don't know what the fuck they could do for Big E. So they fucked him over with that.
The excuse that I read about on this was that they still did not have approval for his next whatever the hell.
Well, feud. Well, who is he going to be with?
Maybe he's injured
and he doesn't have.
I don't know. They said approval, and it was like for his next, feud.
Whatever. They have nothing for the guy. They have nothing for
him
because they decided to fire Aleister Black for no reason whatsoever.
Sticking back with the New Day.
And then what? The same shit? That's not progression. That's regression.
Let's do a main event New Day storyline where they're all main eventers.
They did that already with Kofi Mania. It was good. Break up the fucking New Day. I'm sick of the New Day at this point. I'm sick of them. Break them up.
Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah, so we go to the main event. It's the Usos and Mysterios. The matches were terrible. I don't know what the fuck was up with it, but it was botchy. These matches were botches. Fucking Dominic Mysterio was slow as fuck like always. He's a fucking wet dream. And Ray literally was walking towards Dominic to make a tag. Not a sprint, not a jog, legit walking like an old grandpa. And
yeah.
Roman attacks, causing a DQ, making his cousins look terrible. Because it's Roman Reigns. Everything is about fucking Roman Reigns. Nobody gets fucking put over. So Roman attacks Dominic, you know, and all that fucking bullshit, you know. It's all bullshit. And now it's probably confirmed now that Rey Mysterio is Roman's next opponent.
Roman Reigns is a lot like Kamala Harris.
No.
Oh, my God.
Stop.
They're gonna they're gonna shove him down your face. No matter what. That's exactly what they're doing. Kamala has the same fucking thing.
Stop. No, let's not do that.
It's a different show.
Anyway.
That's the full tilt.
Yeah.
Okay, okay. Shit, that's fucking New World Order.
Yeah.
That's the end of the old show.
Roman, just a couple. Real quick, like, Roman's tracksuit is pretty cool. I like the tracksuit. And I think that, like, his character... is like the character that he used to play in FCW. He used to be like the Leah Key character or whatever when he first, like early NXT days.
I'm better than you.
He used to wear a suit.
All that shit, yeah.
He used to wear
a
suit.
That's what
do all this
yes,
stuff.
Exactly, except he doesn't
he's
have
he's channeling
suit.
That kind of character more than he is like the Roman Reigns that we all knew. So I'm kind of looking at him like a different character. And Seth and everybody, I feel like all those guys have kind of reinvented themselves, maybe in a shitty way, but they're all different characters than they were in 2013 or whatever.
I can show. Anyway, yeah. But here's the real problem. It's now starting to look like Rey Mysterio is facing Roman for the title at Hell in a Cell. A feud that came out of nowhere.
That's exactly
fucking
what happened.
Out of fucking nowhere.
That's exactly what's happening, and I'm going to tell you why. And I'm going to use the same fucking word, the same word that Albert Inspector used a little while ago, trajectory. They're on a trajectory right now. And they've got to go through the whole roster one way or another to keep the belt on Roman Reigns. Because you see, Roman Reigns is the head of the table. He's the tribal chief.
I'll give
and
you the
he must
real
be
answer.
Protected at all costs. And so they got to feed him. They fed him Cesaro. Now they're feeding him fucking. And what's his son going to do? What are they going to do with these fucking titles in the meantime? Just put the fucking titles on hold?
No, I'll give you the real answers because they don't know what the fuck they're doing with this title run. And they're running into fucking dead ends. That's what they're fucking doing.
Well, yeah.
They don't know
what
the fuck they're doing.
Exactly, they don't know what the fuck they're doing. But they have a grand vision, and they just don't really know how to take us there other than fucking him going through everybody. He's going to have to go through everybody.
The grand vision is him losing to the fucking Rock at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
That's the grand vision, which is
going to suck. So there you go. So there you go.
And even then, he's not going to lose to The Rock. If that's what they're building to, then I don't buy Roman losing to The Rock either. I buy Roman beating The Rock.
No. Rikishi comes out.
Yeah.
And he
runs
them
both over with a car.
Listen, the match between Roman and Rock is a lose-lose situation. I'll tell you why it's a lose-lose situation. Because if Roman beats The Rock, then what the fuck's left? Then what else is he supposed to do? And if Rock beats Roman, then what the fuck? He pretty much buried the whole roster. So it's a lose-lose situation, that match. But enough about SmackDown. Let's go to fucking Raw. Let's go to fucking Raw. Let's go to the disgrace of 3 hours of programming. This show was a disgrace. Last 24 hours was a disgrace. Let's start with a Battle Royal tag team match between all the Raw, the whole Raw tag division. The fucking long-as-hell promo that started the show with AJ Styles talking one by one, the tag team. And
it was
Ron
a great promo.
No, it wasn't. Was too long.
I'm waiting on you to tell me, motherfucker, you were texting me complaining about it.
It was too long.
I was texting this guy telling him, man, what the fuck was this fucking shit?
It was garbage.
It was fucking horse shit.
It was trash. And then The Miz shows up with John Morrison, and then probably it was the only funny thing that happened. And the Battle Royal happens, and the wrong team won. Fucking the Viking Raiders win. I was rooting for RK-Bro to win this shit, but nope. We go to the Viking Raiders, a team that hasn't been on TV weeks since fighting Cedric and Shelton, and for some reason they get a tag opportunity.
How in the hell does that happen?
I don't fucking know. They just win.
Because they want to get
I thought that the Viking. I was watching live, and I was like, well, shit, I didn't think the Viking Raiders won. I was watching live, and I thought, well, shit, RK-Bro is going to win this shit. And, you know, and that's, you know, the start of that. But
Viking Raiders
is a
hard push because they were kind of hot when they first pushed them, and then they've not been a group, and it's been like they've been on pause for like a year. So they're relaunching them, and they're not really getting to relaunch them. They're just like saying, "Hey, remember these guys? They're a tag team. They're in the main event, or they're in the match.
They're in the match."
But I mean, it is good. It's typical of WWE to do this kind of stuff. They do this. They just did it with Natty and Tamina. They pushed them like this out of nowhere. So, Viking Raiders appeal to kids. They need teams on Raw that appeal to kids.
I like these guys. I think they need a little bit more makeup, though. A little bit more makeup. War paint. The fucking war paint. Maybe they need to have a few fucking testosterone cookies or some shit.
We gotta stupidity even more. Charlotte Flair being a horrible character, whining.
As if testosterone cookies are not as stupidity enough.
No. This is stupid. She's literally whining and complaining about her lose to Nikki Cross, saying that it should be stricken off the record books. What the fuck are you, 5? Are you 5 years old? Who does this? No one talks like this in real life. Then comes another terrible women's champion, Rhea Ripley. She's fucking awful. I'm sorry. She's already destroyed. They have already ruined her. Rhea Ripley's already ruined. Her title run has been shit. It's been
They were hoping for like maybe like a Paige 2.0 or something like that, and she just, I don't know. Paige was a better wrestler than Rhea.
You think so too, Kevier? You think that Rhea Ripley is not, her title reign is nothing special?
No, she's awkward in the ring for sure. No, I think she's money. I think they should book her hard, but I think that she's maybe not as a champion. You know, I don't know. I think they should book her strong, but
yeah.
But no, like she's exposed. Christian talked about it a lot on the show, but she's been exposed in the championship, like, and especially against Charlotte, because Charlotte is a fucking awesome badass. Like, that's the thing. And Asuka, too. She's in between two of the best female wrestlers in the world, so what the fuck?
She's a robot.
Gets exposed.
Rhea Ripley's a fucking robot.
She's probably nervous as hell, dude. She's probably, I mean, she's talked about doing acting classes, right, to help her with the promos and how to carry herself. She's like, openly talked about learning how to do it. But, yeah, I mean, she probably never had to talk or cut promos, and now she's out there having to do this.
Well, that's not
going to
stop her from getting fired a year from now.
Yeah. No, I mean,
look at Braun Strowman. Yeah,
I was
going to
say,
he's
huge,
ring.
But they fired Braun Strowman. Yeah, they'll fire you no matter if you're huge or not.
He actually got better on his promos. The last time I heard him do a promo here about 3 weeks ago, an in-ring promo 3 or 4 weeks ago, he did one after being absent from TV for 2 or 3 weeks or some shit. All of a sudden, he reemerged. Yeah. His in-ring promo was a lot better, I thought. So, she has been exposed. You're right, Christian from Philly.
Yeah. Speaking of that, we go to their tag match. Rhea Ripley.
I want to talk about
guys.
Fucking continue.
By the way, we are live on Pro Wrestling Planet. So
nice.
Say hi to everybody on Pro Wrestling Planet.
Now we're doing work.
Hey, Pro Wrestling Planet.
Well, I'm testing out the new system right now, so we got two viewers. So it should be fun. It should be fun for the rest of the show.
Oh God!
Amber Alert going out.
Yeah, I got it.
So anyway, speaking of that, we go to their fucking tag match, which was the fucking shit. This was the worst tag match I've ever seen. This was horrible. fucking, everyone was terrible in this match. Fucking slow. Rhea and Charlotte wouldn't shut the fuck up arguing with each other the entire fucking match. They hit each other during the match. And
I
guess what?
That.
The challenger and the champion are fucking losers. They have no momentum coming to this fucking pay-per-view match against each other. The fucking champion loses 2 weeks in a row. She gets pinned. What the fuck is this shit? This feud's fucking terrible. It's doing no one favors. It's making the champion and the challenger look like fucking schmucks.
Horrible. They're telling the story, man. They're telling the story of this chick has got the belt, but she's not deserving of it yet. Maybe she is in over her head. Maybe now she's been thrown to the sharks. And they're telling this story of Rhea Ripley's like, you know, now she's in the big leagues. And
it's
she wasn't expecting
story.
Charlotte to come back. I mean, that's
not a good
they're not telling that story in the ring either. They're not, like, trying to tell that story on TV. They're telling the story of a bunch of chicks just screaming at each other, and Asuka's still kind of standing around. So I get what you're saying. But, yeah,
this
I mean,
shit.
If I was to have to try to justify it, that's kind of the story. And, like, if you read deeper, then it is just that Charlotte, like you said, like Charlotte whining like a baby about her results and about getting her record cleared and stuff. It's because she's Ric Flair's daughter and because she cares so much about wrestling and so much about her legacy that she is leaving. She's so blinded by her narcissism or whatever, you know, vanity, that she, like, thinks that she is the best. So that's the character that Charlotte is. It makes her kind of a badass character compared to the other chicks.
Yeah, Rhea's a schmuck. She's ruined. There's no hope for Rhea Ripley at this point. There's really not no hope. I give up on Rhea. We go to another stupid thing. Jackson Ryker is now a babyface, and fuck me, the state of his new haircut, he looks like a fucking bum. He looks awful.
It was the worst haircut. They should have just shaved his head all the way, dude. It's the worst haircut.
Awful.
And I saw it. I know. I took notice too, guys. And you know, I have to concur on this. I was like, what the fuck with this haircut? Get the fuck out of here. You already fucking moved the top of your hair and
Elias
shit.
Cut a cool promo before that. The promo Elias cut about Jackson was pretty cool. He said said something like it had a funny moment. He said when I met him, I didn't just see like a strong guy, like big arms or like he like said some other stuff about him first, and then he was like, but just like big arms like that, and like he was miring his arms for a second, and then he said I saw the fog of war in his eyes or the ghosts of war in his eyes or something. I was like, holy shit. So I'm a mark for Elias still.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like Elias. And I also dug that promo too. It was all right. The match was
the
terrible.
Match was
it was nothing special.
The match was terrible and it ended with a count out, so it was terrible. Now we go to more stupidity.
Yeah,
go
he
to
ran
fucking...
away. I mean, it didn't just end with a count out. It ended with Elias just
getting
out of the ring and walking to the back. Like, what a bitch.
He said, fuck it.
Yeah. So the next match was pointless. It was a decent match, but it's really ruined. It's Ricochet versus Humberto, and the winner faces Sheamus for the U.S. title. Sheamus is wearing a mask, but he got his nose broken. And guess who won? Nobody fucking won.
Nobody won.
Double count out. Nobody won.
Sheamus
was
hurt,
double
bro. You have to expect some shit like this. Last week, I spoke about this. I talked about how Sheamus would be on TV still.
Okay, so then don't book the fucking match. Don't waste people's time.
No.
Don't waste
people's
time.
What are you going to do? Who else are you going to put on? You got 3 fucking hours of show, bro.
They have somebody else to put on.
You got 3 hours of fucking show. Look, you got 3 hours of fucking show. 30 minutes of fucking repeat fucking broadcasting in there where they show fucking, you know, snippets and shit of repeat shit that happened. That's at least 30 minutes. Then you have, what, 20 minutes of commercials per hour. Okay, so that's 30 minutes, first of all, and then 20 minutes per show, that's 1 hour. So that's an hour. So you got 90 minutes of fucking programming that you got to come up with week after fucking week. Compelling programming.
Well, they keep firing their roster so they don't have enough people to fill it.
No, they got plenty of people.
Maybe they should cut back a little
they
bit.
They fucking keep focusing only the top fucking storyline for the men and only the top storyline for the women. The other storylines, I mean, don't get me wrong, they focus on them a little bit, but they don't give them enough fucking emphasis and shit. Like, they don't give them enough fucking structure.
Well, they don't just need storylines either. They don't just need storylines either. Have series, have match series and stuff like that. Have, like, where these guys are just mid-carders and they're in a, you know, 5 or 7 match series, or have, like, you know, and make a big deal out of it, make it good like they have in the past 10 years with a couple of those. But they can do different things like that where it's just matches.
The problem with this match is because the title opportunity is not at the pay-per-view. It's at future title opportunity, which means when Sheamus heals up. So that means this match is pointless because they both lost. They lost.
That makes sense, too.
And to be honest,
I know it's pointless that they lost and shit, but you know what I'm saying is they have to fill the fucking time.
Well, it's going to be
and
Ricochet
the time
eventually.
Slot, and in between... And in between, you know, I mean, they got to keep the story going.
I didn't
so
see this match. Was Ricochet still wearing his, like, was Ricochet still wearing, like, the black tights, like, just the regular black jeans and shoes?
He's wearing regular pants.
That's the worst choice that they've made in a long time. I don't know why.
I don't understand
do the black
that
pants.
Either.
He's a fucking jobber.
It's so weird. It
like
makes him
waiter.
Look like a super jobber, dude. It's a super jobber outfit.
He's a waiter?
Yeah.
Yeah. Something.
Then,
he's
we
like,
go, then we go to the...
He,
then we
he's
go
ready to
the,
go to his part-time gig, man, after he gets off work at 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Then we go to the second worst segment of the entire show. And that's the fucking contract signing. I'm telling you this right now, they've completely fucking ruined Drew McIntyre. I used to like Drew McIntyre, but now he's officially becoming Roman Reigns. 2015 Roman Reigns. His promo and that contract signing was fucking horrendous. It made no fucking sense. He was
what about that
awful
story he was telling?
It was awful. It made no sense. He was talking about horses, castles, spiders.
Yeah. Yeah, I want to hear how Kevier is going to defend this. Or
man,
Albert,
no,
are you going to defend this? Who's going to defend this shit?
I hope not.
I didn't hear that
simple.
Promo. I got to go back and watch that promo because all I saw was
fucking horrific.
And Bobby was like, "Hey, remember that story you were telling about spiders?" This is my Bobby Lashley impression. "Hey, I'm Bobby Lashley, the WWE champion. Remember that story about spiders you were telling Drew?"
Awful too. Bobby fucking awful too. They were both awful. Then this was the most terrible way to set up a Hell in a Cell match. The most underwhelming, horrible way to set up a fucking Hell in a Cell match between these two. I don't even give a fuck about the Hell in a Cell match. I honestly don't care. This dude fucking sucks. They've completely scrutinized and neutered Drew McIntyre's balls. They've
ruined Why do y'all let him do this? Is this what the show is? Is this just every week Christian gets to just shit on it? I'm sorry to interrupt you and to come at you so hard. But, like, y'all really, do y'all feel that, is it that bad? Because it's cool. It's Hell in a Cell. It's the last time they're going to get to fight. If he loses, he won't get to fight him again. It's the only match that they have. It's the only feud they have going right now that deserves a Hell in a Cell match because they've done it so many fucking times. This has to be
the
last one.
The setup is terrible.
The promo was cool during the contract signing because MVP carried it. MVP was like a badass promo the whole time. So I didn't really notice like if there was shitty parts because I was marking out about how cool MVP seemed.
Well, because MVP is a god in the mic, but that doesn't excuse the fact that Drew McIntyre is terrible when it comes to these promos.
But
it's
awful. the reason why they put a guy like MVP in the ring with guys like Bobby Lashley and Drew McIntyre to kind of carry that weight and distract viewers from maybe like this is corny or what. I don't know. I mean, I don't know. On one hand, sometimes I justify the corny shit, and then on the other hand, sometimes I'm with you on it. But the show is not that bad. He's not ruined. Drew is like one of the biggest stars they've had.
Dude.
Christian likes exaggerate.
They turned him into Roman. He's getting power shots out of fucking nowhere. He's doing these terrible promos that they're telling him to say on TV. Fucking talking about spiders and castles. They completely ruined this guy.
I have to watch that promo. That promo will probably change my mind. That promo will probably make me agree with you more because it sounds stupid.
It's stupid. It made sense.
Yeah. I didn't like it at all.
And then the ending of it, he gets his sword, and then he smashes the table in half. And Bobby Lashley's not fucking scared of it, so the spot's fucking stupid. It's stupid. It's fucking dumb. Then we got Matt Riddle versus Kofi Kingston. It was an okay match. I'm not going to complain on that.
I hate them.
I'm not going to complain.
I hate them. I'm not going to hate them. I hate them.
Damn it.
I'm not going to complain about Kofi Kingston versus Matt Riddle. It was a good match. It was a decent match. It was an okay match. It's telling a story. There's that.
I hate them. I hate them.
Oh, my God. I saw a tagline that said that they might be breaking up Team RK-Bro already because of this match. And I watched the match, and I didn't
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
Yeah,
I hope
there was like a. It was like a. What do they call that? The
disappointment.
I don't know.
Look.
Yeah, it was just like a catchphrase or like a the article.
I'm not
was just
mad
like
at
click,
you. I'm just
clickbait. That's the word I'm thinking of. Clickbait.
I'm not mad at you. I'm just disappointed. That's the face Randy gave Matt Riddle. Yeah.
Yeah.
But
it's
here's
cool.
the match
cool
that was.
Matt Riddle did some crazy stuff. There was a couple of close botches on Raw that I noticed. Like, in that match, there was, like, a quick little catch and fall that they did that could have been really bad. And then,
Yeah, the Hurricanrana, top rope Hurricanrana was horrible.
Yeah. And then in Mandy Rose's match, I think there were, not in, maybe not Mandy Rose's,
no,
but Liv Morgan's match is the one I'm thinking of. There was, like, a really close call.
Yeah. Then we go to a bizarre book. Yeah. Then we go to a bizarre booking match between Cedric and Jeff Hardy. This was boring. The wrong winner won. Fucking, instead of putting over Cedric, you have Jeff Hardy win, which I'm glad Jeff Hardy won, but this is the wrong person for him to be beating right now because you want to prove Cedric to be a new up-and-coming star. You shouldn't have Cedric lose to Jeff Hardy. Because now Cedric looks like a stupid idiot because he cut a promo before this match, and now he looks like a stupid idiot. So I don't know what they were thinking with this.
Yeah, they just bring Jeff in whenever they need somebody to do something. Like, it's just, I don't know why they did this either. That's what I was watching. I was like, they made Cedric clown Sheldon last week for the past few weeks, and then he loses to this guy. And I'm like,
man,
why
I could not believe it. Here I was watching this. And I was all fucking laid back, armchair booking and shit, thinking to myself, well, yeah, you know, Hardy's here to do the job and shit, as he should. And just as I'm fucking thinking this shit, it goes the other way. I'm like, what the fuck?
Horrible.
Then we go. Then we go to the worst. Then, ladies and gentlemen, we go to the creme of the crap. The worst ending. The worst. The absolute worst ending of Raw I've seen in years. This was horrible. This was a slap to the face of everybody, especially me. So we get the terrible gimmick of Alexa Bliss acting stupid. You know, she's acting creepy. It's this main event of Raw, by the way. This was the main event of Raw. A segment of Raw. This is post-WrestleMania, and this main event of Raw. Shayna Baszler comes out during the Funhouse interview. She makes fun of Lily. Then Alexa Bliss attacks her. And then fucking Shayna Baszler stomps on a fucking doll. Shayna fucking stomps on a doll. And then the fucking camera angle makes it look...
It's great how Christian keeps his composure through it.
I can't.
It's fucking beautiful.
Yeah.
Anyway,
Shayna,
Christian, please.
Shayna stomps on the
scary,
doll.
Tell it like a scary campfire story, Christian. Tell like, because it was scarier than the way you tell it.
Okay.
It happened
then
a little
Shayna
scary.
Baszler,
Lily was...
Then shit. Yeah. Lily was on the floor, and then Shayna stomped on her, stomped on the floor in the mat in the ring. And
oh, no.
Alexa Bliss gets in the fucking ring. Shayna exits out. And a blaze of fire and hell fire erupted in the entire arena. Shayna ran out of the building.
No.
All the equipment was fucking falling backstage. Shayna looking like a fucking dumbass. She was going off to the sunset.
Lily wants to play.
Yeah, Lily wants to play. And then Shayna locks herself into a locker room. She sees Lily in the mirror, but she's not really there, but she is at the same time. Shayna breaks a mirror. 7 years bad luck. She's fucked.
Yeah.
And
she's fucked now. She's fucked now.
And, yeah, and then she screams, and then the show goes to black, and that's how fucking Raw ended. What a fucking disgrace. This was fucking pitiful. This was horrible. This made Shayna Baszler, a former NXT Women's Champion, look like a fucking joke. She's dead now. She's horrible. And now we have to assume that Lily killed her or some shit.
I hate them. It's fucking horrible.
I hate this fucking gimmick.
I hate them.
I do hate this. I hate this fucking.
The soundboard.
Gimmick.
Maybe there's a button stuck on the soundboard. I don't know.
This gimmick fucking sucks. This is the worst thing Alexa Bliss has done in years. They've ruined fucking Shayna. They've completely destroyed every credibility they had on this woman. And the fact that a fucking doll is the main centerpiece, the main event of a fucking wrestling show, is a fucking joke. WCW has nothing on this shit. I would think Vince Russo has more fucking standards than booking this shit. Fuck this ending. This ending fucking sucked. Bra should burn in hell for this. This company fucking
I hate them.
Go ahead. I want to hear your thoughts about this fucking shithole ending. Go ahead. Go crazy. I want to hear your thoughts on this. Go crazy.
I personally was checking it out. And then I was like, what the fuck? Okay, the TVs went off and shit. And I'm like, oh, hell. I started laughing. To me, it was comical. The whole thing was comical and shit. My chick was in the other room. And then she came out to check it out. The very end, of course. She sees herself in the mirror. And then she sees the reflection of Lily in the background.
She turns around.
Lily is not there. So she turns back around the other way, and she says, "You're just a doll. You're just a doll." And then she turns around, and fucking Lily's there again, and it's all fucking a bunch of crazy fucking madness. And I'm just thinking the whole time, I'm thinking, what the fuck would Stone Cold Steve Austin think about this shit?
I wasn't letting a little doll try to whoop on my ass. Little doll trying to whoop on the cybernetic redneck's ass. I'd have to open a can of whoop ass on Lily.
He'd have to open up a can of whoop ass on Lily. Holy shit!
Or is it not the cybernetic? The cybernetic redneck.
The bionic.
Yeah. Albert,
Stone
how are
Cold
the kebabs,
upgrade,
bro?
Boys. Stone Cold's been down at Elon Musk Ranch. I got some upgrades on the cybernetic redneck now.
Burn.
Ah. Does burn?
So,
no, I haven't got hit yet. No, they're not done yet. Not done.
Okay, you gotta clean that shit up. Now
yeah.
We gotta clean
some
that shit
things
up.
Things at one time. Yeah.
Come on, I want to hear the other guy. I want to hear them how they think about this fucking disgrace. Come on,
it's a disgrace.
Yeah. No, I mean it's like they've ended Raw with spooky Bray Wyatt and Randy Orton stuff before, but this is not spooky. Lily's not spooky. When Shayna stepped on her, it doesn't help that Shayna's not too great, like, of an actress. Like, really, Shayna's, like, the worst actress they could have picked for this role. So Alexa's probably one of the better actors that they have on the roster, and I think that somebody else could have done it better than Shayna, but who knows. But are they going to have a hell of a
time? It should have done Nia.
Is that what it's going to end with?
It should have been
Nia.
Nia.
Hurting Alexa. I like Lily is not even scary. She's kind of cute. Like Reginald was going to get me one of those Lily dolls, and I was like, ew.
Lily is not like most girls.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh shit.
I like Lily. Oh.
Lily was asking for it. That's a bit creepy, but I digress. So, where do we go from here? It was the worst ending of Raw that you've seen.
Take it home, boys.
Christian from Philly.
Are they selling?
I don't know.
Is somebody selling a Lily doll?
Nobody's selling a
They gotta be.
And Kevier, who was just moments ago asking, is this the fucking shit on fucking WWE fucking or shit on the fucking, you know,
I got emotional.
What do you think about this?
It's just because I don't think that the show's as bad, man. I don't think that the shows are, I think that that
no.
is bad, but I think that I look at WWE differently. I look at it and there's no excuse for it, but I forgive them for a lot of shit. And,
I think Christian needs to reexamine his, you know, WWE watching him.
You, Kevin, you forgive Kevin Dunn for all that he's done?
No, not really. It goes back to what
do you,
we talked
do
about.
Do you forgive?
I've become invested in the wrestlers, so I watch WWE because I like the wrestlers on the show, and I don't as much as the negativity. Everybody does. I'm sure you guys do too. But it like to me that blinds me of the bad shit sometimes.
I talk shit about it, and I'm always going to talk shit about it. But, I don't talk shit about it that bad. But,
I was a WWE apologist for many, many years, up until, a month or two ago, too. You know, I was like, I'm hoping for a better product, And it's just like, man, like, everything that they do just a slap in the face to wrestling fans. I mean, just about. And it's not even about the talent or the wrestlers or anything. It's just, you know what? I love if they could just give these guys the vessel to produce their best product as far as like the performers go. If they were able to just let's take the chains off, I'm not saying completely off or let them do attitude era bullshit or cuss on screen or whatever the hell else or do whatever band moves, right? I'm talking about just let them creatively take the fucking reins off of them and let it go. I would appreciate the company a lot more. But it just feels like everything is just too controlled, too contrived, and just trying to put into a nice, neat little package to serve it up to the masses. And it's really turning me off from that style of wrestling. It's really just leaving a bad taste in my mouth that's pushing me, and that has pushed me away from Vince McMahon's global juggernaut. You know what I mean?
I think I'm guilty of, like, after a while of watching it and getting accustomed to that kind of shit, that, like, I expect it, and that's how, like, the booking... That's how it makes sense to me that WWE does stuff sometimes where I'm just like, or I don't think about it. Because that's like maybe of all of us in the group, I'm probably the one that's most just a mark sometimes when I watch wrestling. I just kind of, like, especially for WWE, I just mark out for.
And not thinking about it too much is the best way to get by. I mean, you just don't put too much thought into it, and you fucking, you know, next thing you know, you're doing it. You're getting by without it. And or you're getting by, you know, doing what you're doing. I mean, I watch it, I get pissed off about it, but I don't have any expectations. And I've learned that when I do expect something from WWE product, that I'm always let down by it in the end. So it's just like best to not have expectations, although sometimes you get caught up, and then you have expectations, and then you get really fucking burned. You get really fucking burned. And you know, that's the way I've been with, like, Facebook and Twitter and shit like that. I just don't give a fuck for it. I don't give a shit about it. But here I am finding myself like, shit, man, I really need to fucking get back on it to push the shows. I mean, and I stopped going on there because they wouldn't let me advertise for this show on Facebook. Hell, they wouldn't even let me promote it, even without paying for it. There was times when I paid for it, for advertising and shit, and then there was times when I didn't, and I would just, you know, put the show, you know, you just share the fucking show, right? And then all of a sudden, I get this fucking notice, I can't share the goddamn show. Are you fucking kidding me? What the fuck about this show that I can't share it on your filthy-ass fucking network, Facebook? Get the fuck out of here. I've seen fucking filthier shit on that motherfucker than you'll hear on here any goddamn fucking day of the week. Get the fuck out of here. It's a bunch of fucking madness bullshit. Facebook. Yeah, it's a bunch of fucking madness bullshit is what it is. But, you know, I've gotten over it, and I don't give a shit about it anymore. Although, you know, I think I'm going to go back and put my shows back on there because I've recently found out that I can again. And so, fuck it. I'm just going to go on there and do it and use them and, you know, and just do it like I used to and fuck them. And occasionally, if, you know, I get banned or whatever, I'll just fucking keep trying and trying again until I can get back on again. You know, eventually they fucking know. The show is not that bad. I mean, what the fuck do we say on here that's so bad that, you know, we can't share the show on Facebook? Get the fuck out of here. I was appalled. I was. I was like, man, I took screenshots of it, and I'm like, I can't believe this shit. I can't share my fucking show, my wrestling show on Facebook. I mean, what kind of shit garbage is that? But I digress. Albert Inspected has cut out. And we never got to talk about the fucking, you know, what I really wanted to talk about tonight was the releases.
Let's talk about it real soon. We still got a few minutes.
Well, let's do it.
I thought it was bullshit what happens to these people. I thought... You fucking debut Aleister Black 2 weeks later just for him to be fucking fired is
man,
fucking bullshit. That's fucking bullshit. Braun Strowman getting fired is bullshit. Lana getting fired, not so bullshit. I'm not surprised at Lana because she's fucking dog shit. She deserved to get fired.
I mean, she's done a lot of things, yeah, and stuff. But, you know, I mean, she has a lot of potential to be money. Hopefully her and Rusev will return at some point. I would like to see that. And I would like to see them return, like, you know, in a higher capacity. And I think it's definitely possible. They're young enough to where, you know, they can come back. But Braun Strowman, too. Braun Strowman, I'm sure the door will be open for him. But holy shit, how in the fuck are you going to fire this guy who does everything? He's been there with the company how many years? Several years. Several
2016.
Years. No, before that. He's been there before that. He was there several years.
Like he was a rosebud for Adam Rose or whatever, whenever that was going on.
And he was in the back training and shit for many years and stuff. And I mean, he's given his all to this shit. And I mean, you ask him to do something and he does it and stuff. And I mean, how in the hell are you just going to fucking fire him like that? Although I do think he was fired in a way where, you know, he'll be able to come back. The door will be open to him at some point, and I hope he comes back. I've never been a real fan of the guy, but I'm just like fucked up about how they did him. You hear nothing but good stories about him in the back and shit, and you know how he tries to get better, and he's always doing shit to get better, and he never says no and shit like that. And you let go of a guy like that? What the fuck are you thinking?
Maybe he was getting paid way too much.
And that's a possibility right there, bro. That's a possibility because sometimes the fucking numbers come in. The numbers, and this is business. Sometimes the numbers come in and they're like, hey, you know what? We got to fucking chop off fucking 10% off the top immediately today. And so what are you going to do? Boom. You're going to find, you know, whatever you're going to find and let go of it immediately. And there it is. It's done.
Yeah.
You know, at the end of the day, you have to fucking please your boss. And their boss is the shareholders and shit like that. And if you got to cut the budget, you got to cut the budget.
It's weird for him to fire people out of nowhere like that. It would be crazy if they kept doing it. And then, at the same time, the next round of hirings that they do, like, it'll be like a year or two probably before they do a big round of hirings, but they'll scoop up a bunch of people that we aren't expecting too.
I would not be surprised if there'll be more firings this week, this tomorrow. I would not be surprised.
Really?
Yeah. Because they always like to do it on fucking Wednesdays, apparently, for some reason.
Huh. I think they're done. At least for a while.
No. No, I heard a rumor. There's still going to be more releases. I heard a rumor.
Wow.
Don't be surprised if Ricochet, Liv Morgan, Humberto are fucking gone. Do not be surprised.
Man, but, you know, a lot of these people, they're probably better off.
Yeah.
They're probably better off.
Better off not working? Better off unemployed as a private
Well, I'm talking about, like, Andrade and shit.
Yeah. Hopefully they get jobs. I mean, they will get jobs. There's work for
the others will get jobs,
especially if things are reopening, but I think WWE will rehire a bunch of people that they've let go.
Yeah. I think that's
possible.
I mean,
that would be their, like, if they get back on the road and they need people, they'll reach out to the people that had to get furloughed or whatever.
Yeah. So we lost Albert Inspected. Hopefully it wasn't due to my tyrant or my explosive commentary there on Facebook. Unless he's working for fucking Zuckerberg, I mean, holy shit.
No, it's technical issues.
Yeah. But I digress. So, yeah, I'm going to start posting my shit on Facebook again and advertising again and see what the hell that brings. We dipped in the ratings.
Well, there's no point in that.
We dipped in the ratings about three weeks ago, I guess it was. And then we came back strong. Actually, last week came back very strong. And that was on me. I had failed to do some things that I normally do to get us out there. But last week I got back on track and shit, and we're back up. And with that, I'd like to give shout outs. Once again, I'd like to shout out to Jamari in North Carolina, who's a faithful listener. Also Yalissa in the Dominican Republic, another faithful listener. Raheem in India, thank you so much for joining us last week for your first time. We'll see you again, hopefully, week after week right here on Fatal 4-Way Radio on the World Generation Podcast Network. Guys, so yeah, man, I think we're out of show. Let's close ourselves out.
Yeah. Good night to everybody. Thank you for listening to Fatal 4-Way Radio. Good night to all you motherfuckers. See you all next week for the prediction show for Fatal 4-Way Radio Hell Show next week. So good night to you motherfuckers. Peace. Fuck you.
Later. Ladies and gentlemen, Christian from Philly. Cavier.
Yes. Another good show. Definitely some
Miss Ricky
emotional
tonight.
Moments where you got hype, I got hype.
We all. And we're allowed to do that.
We're allowed to do that, yeah. You're mad at Facebook, though. You need to go outside and, like, let some of that aggression out or something.
I need to go fire some rounds is what I need to do.
There you go. But no, yeah, wrestling, I still, you know, I hate to be the one that's like, I still like it. But no, I'm still in there for you, Robert.
Oh, I still love it too, man.
I'm still back in Drew Mac. I think that the Lily thing is pretty stupid, but, you know, if it continues, I might end up buying a Lily doll for my kids. So don't hate me. I'll see you guys next week.
Hey, check out, and by the way, oh, yeah, and thank you very much there, Kevier West. And yeah, check out Defy Wrestling. I really like this. I really like that stuff, Defy Wrestling, on the Roku channel. And yeah, everybody, I want to thank you so much for listening to Fatal 4-Way Radio. And I want to remind you to keep it real, keep it heel, and as always, keep it sexy. Peace. We'll see you next week on Fatal 4-Way Radio.
I hate them.
This has been a presentation of the World Generation Podcast Network.